ourselves. But if you followed me up on Wednesday, I was talking about the assembly of believers. Assembly of believers. The word assembly is coming together of a number of persons, usually for a particular purpose. So assembly means coming together of people for a particular purpose. And the Bible specifically describes the church as assembly of believers. When you look at Hebrews chapter 12, when he said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church of the New Testament. Mount Sinai is the church in the Old Testament. So the New Testament is Mount Zion. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. So the church is a general assembly. It's an assembly of believers. The coming together of individuals. That is the way God has made it. The church is an organism. It's not just an organization. It's an organism that is growing, that must affect lives. When there is an organism, there are movements and there are things. And organisms require other organisms to be able to make it. So we have to understand that. So we read from Hebrews chapter 10, the verse 22 to 25, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Let us draw nigh. If we come to God, we must draw nigh to him with true heart, in full assurance of faith. I talked about that on Wednesday. I don't intend to do that because we have just 1 hour. And so we are coming together. And then he concluded in that verse by saying, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves or ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much as the more as we see the day approaching. Now, the day is seriously approaching. The day of coming of Christ is approaching. And church, we cannot afford to be sitting in the house. So if this window has been given, we must do everything to let all our members have the fellowship they require in these last days so that all of us can prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Is somebody with me? If you are with me, you just wave your hands, because now you can't shout hallelujah. This is the new normal, but this new normal, we don't want it. It will pass. Because we don't want to be looking at people's faces and we don't know even whether we are smiling. I saw some people, I didn't know them. I had to go close before I knew them because the whole thing has been covered. So this new normal they are calling for, we reject it. We want our old normal. God will give it to us. With time, when COVID-19 is wiped away, we shall have it back. Amen. So not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. We also read Psalm 133, the verse 1 to 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. And the word dwell in the Hebrew means to sit together close. To sit together. To sit together. To assemble together. To come together. So it is not coming together on online. It is good to be online or on phone or on WhatsApp. It is good. We will use all technology to enhance our worship of God. But we cannot, in church terms in the New Testament, the coming together of the believers is part of God's plan. And so we need to seize every opportunity to get it done. So we looked at the fact that the Bible says where two or three of you are come together, I am in your midst. That means the presence of God is precipitated when we come together. Is somebody with me? The presence of God is precipitated. You see, I can have the presence of God with me. You too can have it with you. But when we come together, it is like bringing charcoal, or a log of fire and put in. The fire becomes bigger. So that presence is very good. So I gave you an example of the fact that when Peter was arrested after they had slaughtered James and he pleased the Jews, and the Bible says Herod went ahead and took Peter and put him in prison. The Bible says the church came together in somebody's house. They were not afraid because they were persecuting them, but they still came together in somebody's house. I find it difficult, and I want to pray that anybody who is afraid to come to church, may God deliver the person from the spirit of fear. Because in times like this, it's your faith that will keep you, not what you do somewhere. We will do all the protocols, but we need to understand that we need to have faith. Because this virus thing, we don't know where it is. It is. Yesterday I was listening to you. They said now they thought some places were safe. Now it's almost everywhere in Ghana. I told them, oh, take your matter, go. But we need to understand that we need faith. We need faith. And I'll talk a little about that. They came together in a room. And when they prayed, their prayer together released an angel from heaven that went into the prison and released Peter. So coming together of believers is a precipitation of God's presence for miracles to be released. Can I hear somebody lift up your hands and shout? If you can shout. Amen. The second thing I want to talk today, coming together of believers, is a calling of a solemn assembly for cleansing and for empowerment for God's work. For cleansing and empowerment for God's work. God calls his people together. He calls people all the time. In the Old Testament, he will say, Moses, gather my people unto me, that I will cleanse them, I will empower them for the work that we are about to do. So God does that. God cleanses, God does that, and so he does it. So the calling or the bringing us together into a solemn assembly for cleansing, for empowering the church for the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is becoming more important now as we see the days of Christ getting closer. People, if you look at how this COVID-19 has gone all over the world, nothing should tell you that we are getting close to that day. And we as a church must intensify our work for the kingdom. So that is it. So when God calls his people, he assembles them together. He touches their life, cleanses them, empowers them, and releases them. And we need such empowerment. In Acts chapter 1, the verse 4, when Jesus rose from the dead, he met with them. And he met together with them. He met together with them. He didn't meet individual. He met them together. And that was when he told them that they should not leave Jerusalem. They should wait for the coming of the Lord, for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we are told in Acts chapter 2, the verse 1 to 4, that when they were together in the upper room, they sat together. Couldn't God have baptized them in their homes? He could have done it. But he needed them together. For the cleansing and the empowerment of the church, he needs them together. So people, we will come together. We will work together. We will be together. Can I hear somebody lift up your hands and wave it to the Lord? Hallelujah. Now, the Bible also speaks to us that in Acts chapter 2, from the verse 41 to 47, even when he has saved many souls, 3,000 souls, and they were added, the Bible said they continued together in the apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Fellowship. Fellowship is the key to the New Testament church. If anybody wants to destroy the church, let him ban the church permanently from fellowshipping. Of course, we know our case in the world all over today. Because of COVID-19, it has become necessary when presidents don't know what to do to say that we should not worship. That is okay. But I'm talking about if an enemy appears and says nobody should worship, it means that is going to be the end of the church. Because fellowship is part of the church. And so we thank God for the open door, though very limited. We thank God for it. And we are going to use it, and we are going to be very effective in it, and we are going to worship our God. If you agree with me, lift up your hands and put them together for the Lord Jesus. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Where? In the church. So we have to come to church. We have to be in church. If the door has been opened, we need to be in church. And every member must know that you have to come to church. Fellowship is important. We pray that fear will leave the hearts of those whom fear is grabbing, so that together we will worship the Lord. If you look at the way we are sitting, where in town do you see this kind of arrangement? When you are entering your trotter, do you get this? When you are entering your taxi, do you get this? When you go to the market, do you get this? When you go to even your offices, you don't get this. So if your office is safe, I can tell you here is 100% safer than your office. What I'm challenging you is that don't let anybody use any fear to keep you away from fellowship. Fellowship is important. I normally tell us, take care of all the protocols as much as you can. I don't go out of my house without my sanitizer. I don't do it. I carry it. I sanitize my hands. Anything I take, I sanitize my hands. I wear the face mask. I try as much as possible to keep the distance. I do everything. But at the same time, my faith is not in this. My faith is in the Lord. So I'm not telling somebody that have faith and don't do what you should do. Do what you can do. Do as much as you can do. Do the best you can do for yourself. But I want you to know that put your faith in Christ. Because this sin is a virus. You can't see it. You don't know when it will touch somebody and come back to you. May the Lord deliver us. May the Lord watch over us. May the Lord keep us. May the Lord himself bless us. I like verse 46 of Acts chapter 2. Verse 46 of Acts chapter 2. Verse 46 and 47. It says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the where? Temple. Say temple. Temple. They continue daily in the temple. Fellowship of believers. Very, very necessary. The assembly of Christians is very, very, very necessary for our survival, for our God, for our being able to reach out to the world. Because God cleanses us, empowers us, and releases us. That is why we will take every opportunity to do that. But we need faith. We need faith. Listen, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. You need to up your faith. We need faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. There is something the Bible says in Romans chapter 14, the verse 23, the last part. I like the last part. Let me just cut it. It says, for whatsoever is done is not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. For whatsoever is not of faith is what? Sin. That means anything you are doing, if you don't add faith as a Christian, is sin. Amen. May your faith go ahead of you. May our faith go ahead of us. Amen. Abraham, for by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which that he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He went out, not knowing where he was. Faith. Not knowing how it was going to be. Faith. Sitting in your house, when you can go to church, it's not faith. It's fear. And may fear leave our hearts. I personally believe. Thank God for everything you and me did for ourselves. Thank God for everything Ghana or the African countries did. But listen to me. It's God who has delivered Africa and delivered Ghana. Oh, you are not even clapping to appreciate God. So let's do our best. Let's do our best. Follow the protocols, but have faith in God. Tell somebody, have faith in God. Turn and look at somebody. He knows you are speaking. Amen. And so we want to make sure that the worship of God is not going to be taken out of our midst. Can I hear you say amen?